Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I am Roy Cotton Jr. We're broadcasting live from out of PJD 2102.7 FM on Backstreet Plaza 21, beautiful St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. And this show can be heard every Sunday live from 3 to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If you've missed a live episode, you can always listen to a rebroadcast on Sunday nights on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time or on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If you want to listen to, your heart's content to amazing interviews of love and inspiration, then download Bashani Radio, the Bashani Radio app, going out to over 2.5 million listeners worldwide out of New York and over to the major cities in the U.S. and as far as Dubai. Today on the show, I'm joined by a special guest, and she is someone very dear to our hearts. She's doing amazing work in the USA and around the world. I'm talking about Sabina Asadova. She's live with me here on the show in beautiful Minnesota in the USA. She's a registered nurse, certified holistic health coach, and CEO of Global Health to Wealth Solutions. Now, today on the show, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back and really turn the volume up and listen to Sabina as she shares about her inspiring and transformational health journey when she took ownership of her own health. And you will be able to learn how you can too as you listen to Sabina on my show today. Now, let me let you know who this wonderful lady is. She's a leading skilled woman recognized by the National Association of Professional Women as Woman of the Year in 2012 to 2013. She's also a past awardee as Business Woman of the Year by Open Heart Ministry, a member of the NAPW. She received her PhD in physics from Baku State University, and also she has her Bachelor of Arts degree from the State of Economy Business University and her Bachelor of Science, which she finished at Medical School of Nursing. So as I mentioned, she's a registered nurse. While pursuing her higher education in 1996, Sabina worked as an administrative assistant at the Consular Department at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan Republic. So she's from that beautiful country. And she is the CEO of Global Health to Wealth Solutions and a certified holistic health coach with the Institute of Holistic Health. Good afternoon to you, Sabina. Welcome to Love and Inspiration here on beautiful St. Martin. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. I am very grateful and I'm great. Thanks to Lord.
Fantastic. And how is it over in Minnesota? Is the sun shining like hair on St. Martin today?
Are you kidding? No. It's gloomy and rainy.
Oh, no.
But we're still grateful because we are breaking the winter and getting into the better temperature. So today we have above minus. So it's good.
So that's good. Definitely. So you can do with some sun from St. Martin, right? Can you?
Definitely.
Okay, well, we look forward to doing that, sending it over to you, and of course, having you on our sunny shores at some time in this year, God permitting. So, Sabina, really nice having you on the show, because today you're going to share with us some very important, vital information with the listeners out there, because there's so many persons who tunes into Love and Inspiration, from the young to the seasoned in life. And I think, I believe that today what you're going to share is going to change the hearts of many persons. So Sabina, just to get a little bit of an idea about who you are, I said that you were born in a beautiful country of Azerbaijan. Can you tell us where Azerbaijan is located for persons who may not know?
Well, historically, Azerbaijan was turned into the Soviet Union in 1927 and been under the Soviet Union and communism for 70 years. So it's one of the 15 Soviet Union republics. Thanks God, it all was broken and we become independent as a republic in 90s. So it's located by the Caspian, beautiful Caspian Sea, which is the biggest lake in the world, but it's salty. That's why it's called sea. And it's borderline with the Iran, Turkey, and the north side was Russia and Georgia.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that because, you know, sometimes it's a bit challenging with, you know, with geography to locate these wonderful countries. So I'm wondering, as you mentioned that you're bordered around those countries, what are the languages that you speak, Sabina?
Well, Azerbaijani, it's our native language and it's part of the Turk-based languages. And second major language that everyone speaks is Russian. And English as a third.
I see. Okay, so let's do something very interesting, Sabina, because you know how I am. And persons on St. Martin and around the world listening to you, can you say something nice to us in your language and then in Russian?
In Azerbaijani and Russian?
Yes.
Of course, absolutely. I can say that in Azerbaijani.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you caught me on a moment.
So let's say you would like to say to the listeners, I'm happy to be here with you to share my life and health journey with you.
Ben çok hoşbaktım sizle bugünleri görüşüm ve öz hayatımdan danışım ve sizden bölüşüm.
Wow, my goodness, that will take me like 15 years to learn that, right?
Azerbaijani. In Russian, it will be «Я очень рада с вами видеться сегодня и очень счастлива поделиться своей жизненной историей и вдохновить вас».
My goodness. Okay. All right. This radio show is finished now. Sabina has spoken. Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. So
absolutely,
we've got an idea now on how beautiful the languages are. And just also share with us, growing up, what was it like in your country? And are you just the only child from your parents or do you have any siblings?
I do have two siblings, my older sister and a brother. And I was born in a family of the scientists and the doctors. So my mom is a family physician and my sister is OBGYN. And my father is a physicist and professor who is a part of the, used to be a part, he passed last year, used to be a part of the Academy of New York and in Russia. And my brother is a physicist too, but he is more in business than being in science.
I see. So it's really a family of persons in the medical field and physics. So yeah,
right.
The apple hasn't dropped too far from the tree. Because also too, I understood and I read it earlier that you have your PhD in physics from Baku
right.
State University. That's powerful. So it was physics your favorite subject, Sabina?
Well, yes. Actually, I was more in a leadership in school than being a part of that pursuing the subjects, but it kind of was coming easy. I was an A student, but I was a part of the movement of the students in the school. So I was in a leadership.
Right.
At that time, we were part of the Soviet Union. So we have the Communist Party and we had a party for the youth that was a Komsomol. So that's kind of was part of my background.
Wow, what a mix. That's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Love and Inspiration here with Roy Cotton Jr. Live. And I'm speaking to Sabina Asadova, live from out of Minnesota in the USA. And just getting a bit of a start to this powerful conversation with her here on your favorite radio show. Now, Sabina, I'm looking at what you have done over the years. You have touched the lives of many. You've studied and have your Bachelor's of Arts degree from the States Economy Business University. So you've had also a touch of business, correct, as a business lady.
Yes.
And you're also in the medical field as a registered nurse. So my question
right.
is, which one of them really, and I know this is a funny question, which one of them really holds dear to your heart, business or medicine?
I would say in our reality, it actually goes back to back. And it's hard to pick the one. But I think in both, the main thing that is very close to my heart is to be able to help one person at a time to achieve their optimal health, achieve their peace in their minds, and just be a part of their progress in their life. I think that is the closest to my heart. So you can use both.
Mm, that is really so powerful and so true, because today, really, that is what transforms the lives of people. And what they really want is persons who are able to draw near to them and meet them where they are. Because many persons are walking lonely journeys. And for what you do is so very vital. So let's go straight into who and what Sabina is all about and why you're on the show today. Because I mentioned earlier that you are here to share with us a powerful transformational story, your health journey, and when you took ownership of your own health. Because today, and I've said this before on many shows, it is so very often that individuals allow their lives to be dictated by society. If society says you need to make up your face like this, you do it. If society says you need to listen to music this way, you do it. If society says you have to have a relationship in a specific manner, you do. And then at the end of the day, when you're the one left suffering and you're the one standing in front of the mirror at the end of the day, pulling your hair out, going into depression, wondering what's happened, society's out there continuing to manipulate someone else. And it's only you and God who knows what you're going through, or whoever you might be living in the house with. So let's talk a little bit about what happened to you, Sabina, many years ago, health-wise.
Oh, definitely. Well, in order to get to the health, I need to just kind of give a quick review what brought me to that health condition.
Sure, go ahead.
And I did immigrate 20 years ago to United States just to pursue additional education with my ex-husband. And unfortunately, husband of 13 years went through very abusive relationships, and I had to go through a very, very long process of the divorce. It took me 4 years in a court. So that was very stressful, very expensive, taking consideration that it's in the United States. And turning around and losing my identity and as a wife, as a mother, as a part of the very active part of the Azeri community here in Minnesota, it was very, very stressful. And at the same time, I was leading my my team in the business and working full time as a nurse. So that was a lot in my plate. But I'm very grateful. I have very very good daughter. She's going to turn 20 this year. And what happened after all those stresses, my health started to deteriorate. And the way how I started to recognize that, I started to feel absolutely low energy. I could not handle the tasks that I used to do very easily through the day in half of the day. And basically, my life energy was running off by afternoon. And then I was absolutely not able to do anything. And it was holding me back from my active life, from taking care of my daughter, from taking care of my business, and being a nurse. So it was very upsetting situation, because I gained like 30 pounds. I did not look the way I look normally. I felt like I cannot concentrate, and I felt like I have very foggy thinking, and everything was kind of working against my health. And that was the first symptoms. And then on the top of everything, my hair started to, I started to lose hair. My nails was breaking down, and on the top of everything. So I decided to see the doctor. And that was the endocrinologist. And he gave me a diagnosis, which wasn't happy results, I would say. Not really positive. So what he said, he found that I do have autoimmune disease, which is hypothyroidism, which means that my thyroid is not producing enough hormones to catch up with my metabolism and catch up with my life needs. And on top of that, he found 8 nodules in both of my thyroid, which is over the neck for the people who don't know where it is. And he said that those nodules are pretty actively growing. And his perspective and his prognosis for my life is just to wait and up until those nodules will turn into the cancer so they can just be surgically removed. And another suggestion from the doctor was to start to take the tablets for the rest of my life. And maybe someone is familiar with the Synthroid. And those tablets are actually based on cow hormone, basically telling me that my body is not capable to produce a hormone. And now I need to depend on the pill that is actually cow hormone for the rest of my life. And that was devastating.
Wow. My goodness. What is, you know, can you imagine, and I'm just putting myself in your shoes, can you just imagine to hear that sort of diagnosis from a doctor while you may be at your prime time in your life, Sabina?
Right.
And just giving you that prognosis and you are having to be left with thinking about, now, how would I go on in life being diagnosed with such? But this is where it gets really interesting as you share with us, because you're speaking with us right now. So that means something happened from that time when you were told that by the doctor, which to me sounds like doom and gloom, like it's over with you, Sabina. This is what you need to take in as medication for the rest of your life. But you're talking to me this very second with everyone listening to this interview. So something happened along the way, and I'm really eager to hear what happened. Please share with us, Sabina.
Absolutely. I'm very, very excited to share that part of my life, because that's a solid inspiration for me to keep up going in my life. But at the same time, I was able to reach out to many, like up to thousands and more than many than thousand people to inspire them to take advocating for their own health and not to accept the diagnosis of the doctors as the last dot or the last resort, I would say. If you don't mind, I'll share my spiritual growth point.
Yeah, you can definitely. I'm all ears, and I'm pretty sure everyone else too. Go ahead.
So, being raised in Soviet Union, my first religion was communism, and that was taught and almost like implemented into us to believe in Lenin and to believe in communism and to believe in this socialism and all this together, which is absolutely not true. I hope everyone knows by today that it's failure. But that's how we were raised. It was a part of our being. We didn't know who we are. We didn't know our nationality. We didn't know our own language. We all had to speak Russian, and we were all equal. So by the time that I was in 17 and was trying to get further my growth in leadership and get to the university, in one day, I woke up and there is no country, there is no Soviet Union, there is no Communist Party, and everything just fall and broken in one night. And that was the first shock I ever felt in my life, because you're kind of losing your ground. Everything you trusted, everything you believed, everything you kind of plan on to is disappeared in 1 second. So that was a time when I had to, I would say, young adult. Well, in American approach, it's still teenager. Well, to rebuild my thought process, rebuild my trust into the government, or rebuild my belief in the future, because everything was absolutely no one was even tried to say what to anticipate. No one knew what's going to be next. It was very, very tough and experience. But thanks God, as a family, we survived, and the government labeled us as a Muslim. So that was my next religion. And I was told that I'm Muslim. Well, as an educated person, first thing I did, I started to read the Quran and try to relate to this. With all my heart, I tried to learn the prayers and kind of like be part of what I've been labeled to And tell you the truth, it's never stick to me. But I've been labeled as a Muslim. We did not went to the mosque. We were not the Orthodox because we're all highly educated, coming from the Soviet Union. We were just labeled, so that's why we kind of followed for what we've been told. But taking in consideration that in my bloodline, I have half Jew. That was my next. Search in my life. I thought that if I'm not belong to the Muslims, maybe I have to learn what is the Judaism. And when I immigrated in the United States, that was the first thing I did. And I've been there for a couple of years, learning Kabbalah, growing and going through my crisis with the relationship, but unfortunately, I did not receive any answers that my spirit and my heart was looking, and I couldn't get any answers when I was going through the tough situations with my abusive relationship. So I was absolutely left alone. I had a huge gap in my heart, but the good news is I found the truth in my life. And thanks God, the situation that I went through, I was facing the witchcraft. I was facing a very weird stuff that as an educated person, it was not even, I was not even capable to process it because I couldn't get the answers. And one day, my best friend, and she was my team member in my business, came and opened eye to me about Jesus. And that was the time when I just knew in all my heart that this is the answer. And that was like amazing time when I came to Lord. I started to understand the kingdom, understanding as a who I am, my identity in Christ, understanding where I came from, where I'm going, and to have that pillows as a base. Brought me out of the depression, brought me out of the devastation and fears, not knowing what to do, to absolutely new life. And when you accept Jesus, you are reborn. And I was truly reborn and just realizing that by coming to Jesus, accepting him to my life and to my heart, I become a citizen of the kingdom of God. And I become an ambassador of the kingdom on this earth, turned a lot of perspective in my mind. And just realizing all this heritage that Jesus gave us after he died for me on a cross, turned my thinking, renewed my thoughts. And I started to implement the kingdom approach into my life, not only personal life, business life, to my health too. That's why when doctor told me that diagnosis, I said right to him at the appointment that, "Doctor, I appreciate your opinion, but I'm not accepting it because I am a child of God. And I know that God's word should be last, not the doctor's word." And I asked the doctor if he would allow me just to do my own research and see, and we'll just agree to set up an appointment in half a year so he can just recheck my condition. So thanks God, he answers all the time to prayers, and in small fasting and praying, he lead me to holistic health. He led me to amazing doctor, Dr. Wallach, who've been in this area for 45 years. And he did amazing research that fascinate me as a medical person, as a person from the medical field. He crushed my knowledge. He literally crushed all that I've been taught in nursing school and everything that I've been told or learned or overheard from my mom as a doctor or from my sister. He approached the health with amazing way. And based on his research, I was able to find a protocol for autoimmune disease. And it took me only 6 to 7 months of treatment. And I went back to my endocrinologist. And for his amazement, and of course, I truly believe that our body has three pillars. So it's a spirit, soul, and body. So my spiritual growth allowed me to bring alignment between spirit and soul, and the holistic health allowed me to bring my body, which is a temple of God, to alignment. And on my next appointment with the endocrinologist, he could not believe his eyes because all my nodules, 8 of them, was gone. I lost 25 pounds. I felt and I looked like 10, 15 years younger. My energy level was over the roof. I started my successful career as a holistic health coach. And I was so on fire, and I am on fire today too, to share this amazing, amazing approach to life, and to give people hope that as soon as you realize who you are, as soon as you realize how powerful you can be, and as soon as you know that there is a resources to support you in that, everything is possible. So oh, yeah. I started to advocate for my health, and my endocrinologist checked all my protocol. He was absolutely blown away. And all that he said, you know, as a doctor, I cannot prove that this would help you, but your labs are perfect. You don't have any nodules. I'm taking that diagnosis off you.
Wow.
And he asked me just to come back every year to check. And from that point to today, it's over the 6 years in a row. I have perfect labs and I have perfect ultrasound on my thyroid, which is confirming that I don't have any nodules left.
Wow.
So all the praise to God and to knowledge that he gave through the holistic health that truly turned around my life. And because of that, my success, I was able to reach out to many, many people and, to help them tremendously. I have tons and tons of testimonials from my clients. And that's kind of like my story.
Oh, it is an amazing story, Sabina. I'm sure persons who have been listening to you all this far uninterrupted, put their drink down, stop eating, stop driving, and just sat and listened to you because myself, I just sat here in a studio and just listened to every word you shared. And, you know, for persons who may not know and being able to see you, you look fantastic. Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, she looks fantastic. And this is no lie because this is Love and Inspiration and it's all about the truth to inspire you. You know, Sabina, listening to what you shared, that is such a powerful journey from being, as you stated, indoctrinated, and again, as I spoke about society speaking loud voices into our hearts and our minds, but also here you spoke about culture, customs from a country that labeled you where you had to be as Russian, and then you also had to take on being Muslim, then, as you said, the next thing is to take on and see, okay, you might be a Jew, Judaism, and then eventually recognizing, hey, there must be more. And then that's where you took that step to go over into Christ in understanding who you are in Christ. And then at the same time, what you talked about being diagnosed by a doctor, and I'm not saying that no one should ever go to a doctor because that's what they're there for, and you studied also in the medical field. But as you stated, believing that there's more than what the doctor diagnosed and says, this is what is going to be your life. So you took ownership of your health, which is so important for us to do today in this time, especially with all that is going on around us with viruses, et cetera, et cetera. That is so important to take ownership and to know who you are. And God did an amazing work in your life from what I'm hearing. That today you don't have any of those symptoms anymore and you are healthy 6 years in a row and it led you to become a certified holistic coach based on the teachings and research from Dr. Wallach, who you are connected to. This is so powerful. And I'm sure now as a holistic health coach, you are changing the lives of many persons health-wise, correct?
Absolutely. And that's actually, I feel like it's part of my, I would say, ministry or my passion.
Right.
To reach out to people and help them to find the way to reach their optimal health. And at the same time, help them, even with prayer, if it's needed, to align their spiritual life too.
That's powerful. What a powerful combination. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration. Your host here, Roy Cotton Jr. I'm speaking to Sabina Asadover. She's the CEO of Global Health to Wealth Solutions, and she's also a certified holistic health coach with the Institute of Holistic Health. I'm live on the studios here on St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean, and I'm speaking with her in, of course, she is located in Minnesota, the USA, right at this point in time. Sabina, you know, listening to you share just now, there's so many persons who listen to the show, not only in St. Martin, but also in the Eastern Caribbean, around the world, that do have their challenges, health challenges, also psychological challenges. And with you being on the air right now sharing, this for sure brings hope to people. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That's actually, I'm very grateful to have this access to so many people. Mm. And I believe everyone who can hear my voice can be inspired that if you have any issues or any symptoms, this is how the body talks to you. And I am absolutely grateful for God that He designed and gave that knowledge to Dr. Wallach, that holistically, what does it mean holistically? It means that we believe and trust God is designed this body absolutely smart, which means that every cell in your body can rejuvenate. And it means that the body designed by God to heal itself. All that we need to learn to find what you are missing or what you are depleted in and help with the resources through your supplementation, through your lifestyle, through your spiritual life, through your adjustment in your diet to come to deliver those resources, raw, organic, plant-based resources to your body and help to rejuvenate. Mm. And the exciting part of how the body designed, every day our body is producing billions new cells. Mm. And the quality of those cells are based on resources, nutrients that we're supplying to our body.
Right. Yeah, that is so really, really powerful and so true, because our bodies are intelligent and God has created our bodies to be such, to be able to identify that and repair. And as you stated, you know, our body is in need of certain nutrients and minerals, as you stated about plant-based. So that is so vital. I'm pretty sure with what you do, that is one of the main focus actually, as being a holistic health coach, correct?
Right, absolutely. And just to understand, I mean, it's so correlate for we are read in the Bible and know how God created us. He created us from dust. And the dust is actually a combination of all those minerals. If you know the Mendeleev tablets, so it kind of says about all the minerals. And that's how actually the vegetables and fruits are designed to get those minerals from the soil and deliver that to our body. But unfortunately, we live in such an era that the soil is so depleted. The soil is not supplying the minerals that we're supposed to receive. From the moment that we're not using the wood for the fire or for the cooking, and we switch to the electricity and gas, we started to deplete in minerals because we broke the cycle that was from the woods coming to the soil, releasing that to the soil and back into our body. I can talk about it whole day.
I'm pretty sure you can.
What I'm passionate about it. But just to give a clue why we are deficient. And the more industrial we're getting, the less nutrients we are receiving, because a lot of people are switching to buying, prepacked food and not even reading the ingredients and not paying attention for what they eat, which actually devastate their whole body. Because we are what we observe. We are what we eat.
That's true.
So, and approaching our body as a temple kind of gives you a little bit more responsibility, not to approach your body as a, I would say, car, but approaching it as a temple of God.
Yeah, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, Sabina Asadover here on Love and Inspiration. And Sabina, as I'm thinking about this, being a certified holistic coach as you are, connected to the Institute of Holistic Health, And I know that you work together with Victorious Living Foundation, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, in terms of really helping persons as holistic health coaches, really help them take charge of their health through the online, as I understood, online free health assessment. Can you just give us a little bit of an idea about how powerful that is and really the amazing work that you're doing together with Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin?
Absolutely. I think that it's absolutely a blessing and it's favor that came on my path to cooperate with the foundation and to work with Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton. She's phenomenal, very knowledgeable, and she went through our certification, and she's also a holistic health coach in St. Martin. We are cooperating and working together, and what I love about what we do, it's very simple in our days because all our work based online. So you don't have to set up an appointment and you don't have to come to visit us in person. All that you need to do is just to click a link, which allows you to answer questions on your symptoms in the last 30 days is as simple as that. And based on the research that Dr. Wallach developed, you will receive absolutely free your current health score. 95 to 100, it means that you're absolutely healthy and your body is in optimal health. And then based on your numbers that you will receive, you will be able to reach to Dr. Nicole and ask for the consultation. So she will explain to you what the your specific number means and what your body is deficient in, because it's kind of like based on your answers. That's simple how it is.
Wow, that is really simple, Sabina. And I'm really thankful for the work that you are doing in the lives of many persons in the USA and around the world and connected, working alongside Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton here, also as a certified holistic health coach on St. Martin through Victorious Living Foundation. And I'm sure persons who are listening right now are saying, this is so amazing. You know, I've always wanted to do something in my life to change the minds and hearts of people. Mm-hmm. How can I become a certified holistic health coach? So I'm sure there's a possibility or opportunity for persons right now tuning in, no matter wherever they are, to become one too, like yourself and Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton at Victorious Living Foundation, correct?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you asked, because this is amazing opportunity for the people who have a passion in their heart, not only to get their own health better, but to help others. And if you have that passion in your heart, we're more than inviting you to reach out to us for the same link that we will provide and just to express your willingness to sign up for this program. And tell you the truth, this is the most affordable program in the whole United States. Believe me, this is not my first certification and I know how compatible it is. So, and plus, when you becoming a student in a holistic health university, you starting to be a part of the network. So you kind of surrounding yourself with amazing bright minds and continuous education absolutely free. You will be getting that access every week among the doctors, surgeons, who actually thinking holistically already. So we do have amazing support. And the whole program takes only 8 units online. Some people can finish one unit a week, or if you are eager to finish faster, I have people who finish the whole program in 3 days. It's just because the continuous education, it doesn't mean that you are not going to learn or improve yourself. It's a continuous education because the research is continuous and we're getting more and more knowledge every week. But to get certified and start the business, it's only 8 units online, and it's all based online. Plus, part of the education is a business part. We have phenomenal business plan, and if you will stick to the business plan, you can reach in 3 years as much as $90,000 a month of your income. And just keep in consideration that we are in the industry that is very in need especially after the pandemic. And the last, I would say, statistics shows that this health industry is more than $60 billion industry. So to be a part of it is kind of guaranteed that you are in the right spot.
Wow. Powerful information. Thank you for sharing that with the listeners. Tune into Love and Inspiration. I'm pretty sure there would be persons reaching out to Dr. Nicole Inemary Francis Cotton here at Victorious Living. Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. And, you know, as we come to the end, Sabina, I wish I can speak to you forever, but we've got to continue with this amazing show. But it's really been powerful with you on Love and Inspiration. And if persons just want to connect with you because you're such a loving person and just want to touch base with you, how can they connect with you?
My company's name is Global Health to Wealth Solutions. And you can email me. It's globalhealthtowealthsolutions@gmail.com. And we can just put that in the link to the radio. And I am more than happy to receive your email and respond to you.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to touch base with Sabina Assadova, you've been inspired by the interview today, feel free to email her on the following email address. That's globalhealthtowealth. So that's global health and the number two, wealthtowealthsolutions@gmail.com. So once again, that's globalhealthtowealthsolutions@gmail.com. Sabina, it's been amazing having you on the show today. It's been a long time in the making, but here you are. And it says patience is a virtue. And today right. was really the right time for you to be on the show. Your closing remarks to the ladies and gentlemen listening to this amazing show on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and around the world. Your closing statements, Sabina.
Well, I appreciate your efforts and support. I think it's a big blessing for me to be on the air. And I truly would like just to encourage everyone that trust and believe to your heart and be advocating for your health and bring your health to the optimal level. And then you can fulfill all the plans of God and the destiny of God in your life.
Fantastic. And you know something, how can I absolutely let you go without you sharing this? So I know you said you're final thought, but this is also very powerful, and that is a powerful prayer. Sabina, I remember that you shared this at some time when we connected. Can you share mm-hmm. that prayer with the listeners? This is such a powerful healing prayer.
Absolutely. And this prayer is just kind of, you need to customize for the need on your personal level. I would just start with a rejection because this is kind of approaching a lot of people. And it's one of the soul wounds that actually relate to the depression, to having gallbladder issues and all other interesting symptoms that the body responds to. So I need to quickly share the revelation that Jesus gave us not only the power of his amazing sacrifice and his blood that cleanses us from the sin. But at the same time, he was risen on third day, and that power that resurrected him is in our spirit. So we just need to learn to release what God gave us as a heritage to the soul wounds, and to help, to allow that power to heal our soul wounds. So just remember that you are, your body is a temple of God, and whoever is sinning against you, you can just forgive them, and God will take care of the rest. But when you accept that, you're sinning against yourself. And that's where my prayer comes in. Because when you sin against yourself and you accept the rejection or you accept the offense, you are developing a soul wound that allows the enemy to bring the sickness upon to you. But when Jesus died, his soul was excellent, which means that he already paid for your healing on the cross. And right now, everyone who hears my voice, I just released this prayer, and I believe the Holy Spirit will be touching you and bringing you to absolutely healing. And always believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. But this prayer is, let's say, for example, for the offense. If you ever accepted the offense, you just need to say in Father, in Jesus' name, I repent for accepting the offense or rejection to my soul. and I plead the blood of Jesus to cleanse my sins. I accept that God forgave me, and I accept that my sins are cleansed. And the second part of the prayer, I release the power of resurrection, dunamis power, light and glory of Jesus to every soul wounds that I have. And I decree and declare that light and glory of Jesus touched my soul wounds and my soul is excellent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Powerful on the airwaves of Love and Inspiration around the world. Thank you for that, Sabina Asadova. And I just want to let you know there are many texts coming in to my number here, stating powerful interview, also from Pastor Olanda Wilson from Heaven Touch International here on St. Martin. Inspiring testimony. There's another message that came in. This is just amazing and powerful. So Sabina, you've touched the hearts of many persons here on St. Martin and also persons who would listen to the rebroadcast of this show on voiceofthecaribbean.net and on Bashani Radio in New York. Thank you, Sabina, so much for being on Love and Inspiration today. God bless you and what you do as a certified holistic health coach.
Thank you. Fantastic. Most blessings.
Much the same to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard just now from Sabina Asadova, live from out of Minnesota in the USA.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety, or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.